Good evening and welcome to yet another summer edition of White Spot Giants This Week. We are on the home of Vancouver hockey and the home of the Giants Sportsnet 650. I am your host, Dan O'Connor. Very pleased to once again bring you this show. The weather has been better and we are continuing the WHL conversation into the summer. And we do appreciate you stopping on by and joining us for the next hour. Coming up in segment number two, we're going to head to Moose Jaw. We are going to chat with James Gallo, longtime play-by-play voice of the Moose Jaw Warriors. The Warriors have been busy, even amidst a global pandemic, a few coaching changes in recent months. And then, of course, with the Bantam draft and kind of a positive direction, going to catch up with the Moose Jaw Warriors in segment number two. But right now, we are going to start with a bang. We are going to start this conversation with a fellow who became a Vancouver Giant in a trade that occurred in late November with the Swift Current Broncos, a fellow who is now entering his 19-year-old season in the WHL. He is originally from Kelowna, British Columbia. Very pleased to have Vancouver Giants defenseman Connor Horning join the show in segment number one. Connor, it is good to have this conversation. It is good to hear your voice, my friend. Bit of a loaded question off the hop, but how are you?
I'm doing well, Dano. Hope all is well with you as well.
Things are great, man. As we discussed a little bit earlier, it's, you know, days removed from a wedding. So it's been pretty exciting on this front. Feels good to relax and, you know, have a coffee and a hockey chat with you. Let's go back to March. I've had a few guys on the show over the course of the summer, Connor, and I like to ask this question because I think it's just a kind of crazy to think back on all that's kind of happened to us since March. But right around, you know, March 10th, 11th, 12th, life as we all knew it really, really changed. What do you remember about that fateful Thursday when I think a bunch of you guys were in Langley and then all of a sudden you get the news that there are going to be some changes coming and we will not be playing this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty crazy times. I remember I wasn't actually at practice. I was, you know, I was recovering from an injury at the time, so I was still at home. But, you know, I was called into the rink later that day, and, you know, there was kind of rumors going around about everything going on, and I think the whole NBA thing kind of triggered that, and yeah, so we just kind of, you know, had heard rumors and came into the rink and just heard that the weekend games were being canceled. And that was pretty much all the info we had at the time, and that they would give us an update later on in the week. And, you know, I think everyone knows what happens after that.
And obviously, from the Vancouver Giants standpoint, Connor, it was a tough pill to swallow because the playoffs were right on the cusp, and it all seemed to be heading in the direction of a Victoria Royals Vancouver Giants first round series. We'll get to that in a moment, but I want to go back to November and the trade. I know we've spoken about this before, but first time you'd ever been traded in your WHL career, never an easy conversation to have, but take us through, I guess, when you found out, when you heard it was Vancouver, kind of how you reacted and the initial reaction when you learned that you'd be coming back to your home province to play for the Vancouver Giants.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was kind of expecting a move in the weeks leading up to that. And, you know, when I heard it was Vancouver, I was super excited. I mean, coming back to my home province here and just being closer to home and being traded to a team that, you know, had just been a year removed from, you know, making it to game seven of the finals. So, I mean, everything in that regard was super exciting, and just being in a winning culture again, it was super exciting.
So obviously with the trade, you joined the Giants at kind of a fairly significant point in time. It was late November. You go into December, and even through December, I know the record might not even show it necessarily, but things were really starting to kind of trend in the right direction into, you know, through December and into January, all culminating with a lengthy winning streak that we'll hit on in a moment as well. But at what point, Connor, did like how maybe the better way to phrase the question is this: how quickly did you feel comfortable with the Giants? I mean, obviously you're switching billets. People don't necessarily realize how crazy it can be to be traded. Was it a fairly quick transition though for you to kind of feel comfortable with the city, with the systems and everything, or how long did that take?
Obviously it's going to be take a little bit of time, but you know, I knew Jamie Heward before and from Swift Current, and you know, I had connections with guys on the team from before, so it didn't take as long as I think it would have otherwise, but obviously there's still a learning curve, and you know, with systems and just, you know, feeling comfortable with everything. But, you know, it probably took a week or two, and then I felt pretty good.
You mentioned the familiarity that you had with Jamie Heward. So, of course, you started your WHL career with the Swift Current Broncos, and as a 16-year-old, that was the season where you went all the way to the you won the WHL championship. You played in 12 playoff games that season, played in 50 regular season games. So, I mean, even having that familiarity with a member of the coaching staff, can you just talk about the luxury of that? And I mean, now even heck, two full seasons have passed since then, and I'm sure that transition made a little easier having someone like Jamie who knows what to expect from you. You know what to expect from him.
Yeah, exactly. And he was one of the first guys who reached out to me after the trade and just said that, you know, he was super excited to have me join the team and to be able to coach me again. So me and Jamie have had a good relationship, and you know, he knows what I need to work on, and has really helped me out in the, I guess, two seasons now that he's been my coach in the league. And yeah, so having him has been awesome.
We get past the trade deadline, and of course, some, you know, after your trade, Connor, there were some other notable moves made, you know, bringing in, you know, Caden Cole in a trade with Tri-City, bringing in Tyler Pezzuzzo and Trevor Longo from Medicine Hat, and then Eric Florchuk from Saskatoon at the trade deadline. I guess before we talk about the streak, could you, like, at what point maybe did you get a sense that things were really starting to change for the better for the Giants?
You know, honestly, as soon as I kind of got there, I kind of felt that that something was going to happen. And I didn't, like, we were still playing good. We just weren't necessarily getting the results. And then, you know, we made some trades and did all that, and I think that kind of just put us over the hump a little bit, and you know, we started to get the results and feel good about ourselves. And so yeah, I think honestly, like, pretty quick in my time there, felt like we could do something pretty special.
Chatting with Connor Horning, Vancouver Giants defenseman. He's played 177 career games in the WHL already. 38 of those games with the Vancouver Giants, 3 goals, 3 assists, 6 points in those 38 games with Vancouver. I remember it clearly because we were on the way to your hometown of Kelowna. That was the same day that we learned about the tragic, unfortunate passing of Kobe Bryant. But who knew that on a Sunday afternoon with the Giants playing 2 players short of a full lineup because of injury, that would ultimately start an 11-game winning streak. Was there a game during the streak, Connor, that sticks out to you as kind of a true blue highlight, a most memorable game of the streak? Does one of those 11 games automatically jump to mind?
You know, there's a few. I mean, that home and home with Kamloops was pretty crazy. You know, finally beating them, and then that crazy, crazy road trip up there with the huge delay. We didn't get in there till eight o'clock or whatever it was. But I think if there was one game, it had to be that Calgary game, the comeback win. I think it was the 11th one, the last one there, and just everything that went on in that game was, so much fun, so crazy. It's such a playoff atmosphere. So, if I had to choose one, it'd probably be that one.
So right now, Connor, obviously we're in a bit of a limbo waiting for confirmation about what life is ultimately going to look like from the WHL, but a friend of yours and a teammate of yours, Bowen Byram, has joined the Colorado Avalanche and he's trying to crack a roster spot for their playoff run, which is due to start in early August. Tell me a little bit about, what you noticed from him, especially in the month of February, where he was the WHL Player of the Month. I mean, I know there were some pretty epic performances that month from a number of different giants, but to see Bowen Byram now with Colorado, I'm sure it's an exciting thing, as a friend and as a teammate to see a guy get an opportunity like that.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's always great to see guys who you've played with and just see them succeed at higher levels. And Bo deserves this. He's worked so hard, and he was on an absolute tear just before the season ended there. And so yeah, it's awesome for him, and it couldn't have happened to a better guy.
Few more questions for Vancouver Giants defenseman Connor Horning here on White Swan Giants this week here on Sportsnet 650. Talked a little bit about the looming playoff series that would have likely unfolded with the Victoria Royals. You're still fairly new to the organization. You're new to the rivalry, Connor, but you saw a lot of the Royals down the stretch. What were those games like to play? How excited were you and the guys for a first round series against your closest rival?
Yeah, we were super excited, and obviously I was new to it, but I got pretty used to it pretty quick. I mean, those games got pretty heated. They were fast, they were physical. It was a they were intense games, and especially the three game weekend series that was kind of leading up to the playoffs there. And those games were a lot of fun to play in. Yeah, so it would have been obviously would have been great to play them in the playoffs. And yeah.
So as you now look forward, next season you're going to be 19. You will be one of the elder statesmen on that Giants blue line, Connor. Can you talk a little bit about maybe about some of your summer training and about the mindset going into your 19-year-old season? Now that you are back skating a couple of times a week with some buddies in Kelowna, what are some of the things that you're really trying to hone in on training-wise, things to get you ready for what I'm sure we're both expecting to be a really strong season from yourself?
Yeah, I mean, a big thing for me is just, get my skating dialed and, get quicker, get faster, and get stronger. I've been, working hard in the gym and trying to get stronger, and yeah, just do the little things that sometimes can be hard in the summer. But yeah, I mean, it's been really good so far. I'm with a good group of guys, and we push each other, and yeah, so it's been great.
Connor, is there a player in the NHL or even a player from the WHL that you've kind of looked at in years past and thought, okay, there are similarities from my game to his game, almost like a player that you try to pattern yourself after a little bit, and maybe just for a fan who's still starting to get to know you a little bit better, when you're at your best, what are we going to notice about your game?
Well, the first guy that comes to mind, I guess, is Shea Weber, and just because, I remember when I was 5 or 6, and he was playing with the Rockets, so he was kind of my first, I guess, hockey idol, and someone that I've kind of looked into his game and tried to, play and model my game after. And then, kind of in recent years, I've heard a lot of people kind of say that I play a little bit like Colton Parayko, kind of a big body on the back end, good shot, skates okay, and yeah, just yeah, it's just another name that I've been compared to over the last few years.
I can see it for sure. So the fact, again, you traded from Swift Current back to your home province of British Columbia, meaning an opportunity to play in front of friends and family a lot more. I want to talk specifically about games in Kelowna against the Kelowna Rockets. One of those things where it doesn't really matter how old you are, right? You can be 7, you can be 17, you can be 19, getting a chance to kind of have that support in the stands. I mean, can you just talk a little bit about the thrill of getting a chance to go and play a few more times in Kelowna and just how that helps you maybe find that little extra ounce of energy when you need to find it, kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's all always so much fun playing in your hometown and just seeing your family there and during warm-ups or whatever. And yeah, it's obviously so excited. And now that I can do it a little bit more, I've kind of gotten used to it. When I was in Swift Current, I only got the chance to do it once every couple years. So it was a little more exciting in that regard, just because it was more rare. Now that I've done it a few times in Vancouver, I kind of get used to it, and the nerves aren't there as much. But obviously, it's still so excited to play in front of them and to play in my hometown.
Few more questions for Vancouver Giants defenseman Connor Horning on White Swan Giants this week. Connor, when you look ahead to what could be the returning roster of the Vancouver Giants and some of the guys eligible to return, yes, it will be a younger team, but obviously yourself and several other veterans that are poised to make big contributions. What is the outlook for the 2020-21 Vancouver Giants, and how competitive do you feel you guys will be?
I think we'll be a competitive team again. I mean, yeah, we're going to be a bit of a younger team, but we've got a lot of vets coming back, and a lot of guys who could be top players in the league. If we'll have 3 good 20s, we'll have a good supporting group. Trent will be our starter, so we'll have a top goalie in the league, and we'll have a lot of good young guys too. So I think we'll be a really competitive team again this year.
Connor, is there a younger player, one of the guys who maybe 16 or 17 this past season that you look at and you think, man, oh man, just give them a few more games or give them a summer and they're going to come back guns a blazing? I mean, is there a player that you're really excited about when it comes to, their immediate future in the game?
I think Leeser, he's a guy who works really hard, and I think he could have a real breakout year this year. I mean, his work ethic is second to none, and he's a big boy, so he can handle himself in this league, even from a young age. So I think with a bit of a extended role that he might play next year, I think he'll have a big year.
So to kind of bring this conversation to a close, obviously with COVID-19, Connor, we've all had a little more extra time on our hands. So with that said, what have you been reading? What have you been watching? And what have you been listening to?
I've been staying busy, watching a lot of Netflix lately. Golf has just got started again, so I've been watching some of that, and have actually got started playing that a bit more now. And then yeah, just looking to see when certain leagues are starting up again, and staying tuned into the NHL season and all the hot takes and that. So yeah, I'm pretty excited about that.
Who's your favorite golfer to watch, and how is your golf game?
I'm a big Jordan Spieth fan. I like Woods too, but I've been a big Jordan Spieth fan ever since he kind of came into the PGA or whatever. And my golf game's getting better. I wouldn't say it's that good yet, but it's getting there.
Last question I'll leave you with, Connor, and that's just what has been your go-to snack or your go-to meal during the pandemic? Have you done any cooking or there's certain item that you've kind of relied heavily on while you're training to make sure you're the best version of yourself?
I've been having a lot of we have great fruit out here in the Okanagan, so a lot of like raspberries and strawberries that are kind of just coming at the season now. Been eating quite a few of those. My mom has a garden in the backyard, so we have fresh fruit pretty daily here. So yeah, a lot of fruit.
Well, this conversation is officially making me hungry, my friend. So with that, time to go grab a snack and time to let you get on with your day. But really do appreciate the conversation. Appreciate hearing about how you're keeping busy and the outlook to next season. And really hoping, above all else, man, that you continue to stay, healthy and positive and safe. And sure look forward to getting you back to Vancouver in due course, man, for training camp, whenever that may be. But just continued health and safety to you. Thanks for coming on the show, and best of luck to you as you continue to train and get ready for 2020-2021.
Thanks, Dano. You as well.
Good stuff. Connor Horning, Vancouver Giants defenseman, here on White Spot Giants This Week. We'll take another break, and when we come back, we'll head to Moose Jaw. We'll go and chat with James Gallo, play-by-play voice of the Moose Jaw Warriors. That is next. It's all coming up on White Spot Giants This Week on Sportsnet 650.